Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff here on WAER.
Across the 10 to the 5, still on his feet, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Syracuse.
Battle straightaway free, sinks it. Tyus Battle is 5 for 5. The freshman is on fire.
Pass in front to Evans. Oh, what a shot and a goal. Behind the back by Jordan Evans.
Welcome back to the double overtime here on WAER.
The greatest stories from America's greatest college sports station. It's time for the best of WAER Sports Podcast.
2013 was a year that changed Syracuse University basketball in a big way. That was the year that Syracuse left its home in the Big East Conference and relocated to the ACC. Syracuse was not the only school wondering what life in a new conference would look like. Rival Connecticut faced similar questions as they joined the American Athletic Conference. WAER's Nate Dickinson says both schools have had their fair share of success and struggles in a new conference.
When Syracuse and Connecticut, along with a number of other schools, left the Big East after the 2013 season, nobody knew what to expect.
One last shot for Syracuse, short from Sullivan. Louisville defends its Big East championship. They win their third in the last 5 years.
The two teams were heading in different directions, with Syracuse joining the stacked ACC and UConn heading to form the new American Athletic Conference. It wasn't a move anyone wanted to make.
John and I just were talking before and after the game. You know, it's sad, sad time. That's, you know, but, you know, that's what it is. And but it's been, it's nothing but great, great memories.
Everything was changing for two schools which had called the Big East home from the start. Syracuse and UConn combined for 4 national titles in the Big East and grown Hall of Fame coaches in the process. Everything the Orange and Husky basketball programs had accomplished, it could thank the Big East for. And nobody in the programs had been without the Big East in their careers. It was anyone's guess what would happen next.
Ennis, 2 seconds. He'll get a shot off on the way. Got it! He hit it! He hit the shot!
Down comes the Barber. Stripped by Christmas. Here comes Ennis the other way. Up to Fair. Layup. Good! Syracuse wins! The Orange survives for the second time in 2 games.
Syracuse not only survived in its first year in the ACC, it thrived. The Orange started the season 25-0 and catapulted to number 1 in the country, and Jim Boeheim was sitting pretty atop the top 25.
Is it even tougher now than maybe the Big East at its peak?
Well, you know I'm never going to say that. It's a very good conference. There's no question about it.
But Syracuse lost 4 of its last 6 games, another in the first round of the ACC tournament, and couldn't make it out of the first weekend of the NCAA tournament. Meanwhile, Connecticut finished 3rd in the American, but kept dancing all the way to its 2nd title in 4 years.
Celebration, my friends. This championship belongs to the University of Connecticut, the Huskies!
The Big East was gone, but after a pair of extremely successful seasons, Syracuse and Connecticut weren't homesick. Everything was looking up.
The Orange falls to the Bears 73-59.
Cooney, no good! Pittsburgh survives!
Duke ball, Winslow open, beats Okafor, a one-hand flush.
Georgetown comes into the Carrier Dome, and this rivalry, the latest chapter of it, goes to the Hoyas.
Syracuse and UConn haven't found the same success since that first year in their new conferences in 2014. In fact, both teams have played historically bad. Both the Orange and the Huskies have missed out on the NCAA tournament in 2 of the last 3 seasons, although the Orange did have a Final Four run in between there. The struggles culminated with record-breaking numbers in the loss column last year.
He takes a 3. It's good. 9 3-point shots for St. John's, and they lead.
The one time a laughingstock of the ACC makes a joke out of the Orange. BC 96, Syracuse 81.
Syracuse finished with 15 losses last season. That's the most ever under Coach Boeheim. UConn and Kevin Ollie finished with 17 losses of their own, which is the most since 2 coaches before Jim Calhoun. Both of these programs, once powerhouses in the most powerful conference in college basketball, are struggling to stay afloat against the new competition. But if you're an Orange or Husky fan who is skeptical about the future of your team, Just remember what Jim Boeheim said at that last Big East tournament 4 years ago.
It's nothing but great, great memories. A few heartbreaks along the way in there, but that's what makes it great. If you don't have great heartbreaks, you're not going to have great moments.
We stay with Syracuse and Connecticut as we continue to examine the effects of the schools leaving the Big East Conference. For years, the Orange and Huskies were a rivalry fans could expect year after year. But with the schools now in separate conferences, could that rivalry survive? WAER's Drew Carter has the answer.
Well, you know, right off the top, I'm going to say the six overtime game in 2009.
Paul Harris gets the rebound, and this game cannot end.
That was pretty incredible and a lot of fun.
Now we're in broken record time. We're going to six overtimes. We're going so far down on the bench that pretty soon both teams might have to start pulling walk-ons to finish this contest.
They're going
to
have to bring in people from the street, Dan.
Probably still the most amazing game I've ever covered, and probably always will be.
And all fans can rejoice that this one has finally come to an end. 5 seconds remaining. 3, 2, 1. The clock shows zeros as Syracuse has beaten UConn.
There's been a lot of other fun moments, too. Syracuse, in the 2006 Big East tournament, Jerry McNamara's overrated four-game run to the title that year.
Without Jerry McNamara, we wouldn't have won 10 f***ing games this year. Okay? Not 10. And everybody's talking to me and writing about Jerry McNamara being overrated?
Included a win over a Connecticut team that was ranked number one in the country, and that was an overtime game as well.
Gets it into Diebendorf, finds Jerry, 10 seconds, brings it over the front court, puts up a long three, and with 5.5 seconds left, we are tied. Syracuse wins. The Orange knock off the number one team in the country.
That was pretty cool.
Do you think Syracuse-UConn is still a rivalry?
Oh, I definitely do. It certainly is on the UConn side. I don't know how they feel up your way.
I think it's a game that fans care about. I don't know if you can call it a rivalry when you're not in the same league anymore and you don't have an annual game anymore either.
As recently as a half decade ago, Syracuse and UConn were bitter rivals. But Mike Waters of the Post-Standard says things are different now.
If it was really, truly a rivalry and there was no question about it, you wouldn't ask me, would you? Back in 1996, no one asked me whether Syracuse-Georgetown was still a rivalry. And in 2009 or 2010, no one had to ask me if Syracuse and UConn was a rivalry. You knew it already.
The Orange against the Huskies is one of many rivalries that lost some fire after the old Big East splintered. SU and UConn both left the conference in 2013, and things changed quickly. Dom Amore, who covers the Huskies for the Hartford Courant, knows that.
Last time they played as Big East rivals, and Jim Boeheim said after that game, we could still play UConn, but it won't be the same. And he pointed out that Syracuse's big rivalry back in the day was St. Bonaventure, because they were in the same league, and now they don't play each other anymore.
Syracuse and UConn didn't meet for the 2 years after they left the Big East. Tonight's matchup makes it 3 seasons in a row that they've played each other. But Water says that last year's matchup, a 52-50 win for the Huskies, didn't really help.
The game was kind of bad. Pretty much a rock fight.
Still, the game does mean more than just a run-of-the-mill non-conference tilt. At least, it does to the Huskies.
There's a tremendous amount of pride on the line for the UConn fan base whenever UConn plays Syracuse or Villanova or Providence or Georgetown or any of these teams when they renew these rivalries, but Syracuse in particular.
But if this...
it's a rivalry that's dying off.
...is true, then who is the Orange's biggest rival? A couple schools that came from the Big East to the ACC along with Syracuse could be candidates.
He gets the inbound into Ennis. With 2 seconds, Ennis at the buzzer. Good! Tyler Ennis at the buzzer!
You know, Pittsburgh? Nah, not really.
The one time a laughingstock of the ACC makes a joke out of the Orange. BC 96, Syracuse 81.
through Boston College? No. I don't buy that anybody in the ACC is really a rival yet. Duke's busy with other people. It's a fun game, big game. But it was like when Maryland used to be in the ACC and they tried to make Duke their rival, but Duke had Carolina.
Beyond the history, there's one thing that Duke has with UNC that SU probably won't ever have with anyone.
Imagine if Georgetown was located in Liverpool, New York. That's how far Duke is from Chapel Hill. That makes it a little bit more important. You know, when Duke beats Carolina and their students come over to Chapel Hill to paint the statue, you can't do that with Georgetown. No one's making a six-hour drive to Georgetown when they beat them, no matter how much fun they had.
UConn is about 4.5 hours away from Syracuse. That, combined with the exodus from the Big East, has taken some luster off the rivalry between the Orange and the Huskies.
When you see Syracuse and Connecticut get together again at the Garden, some of those old feelings will come back, sort of like seeing an old flame again. The embers will spark, and there'll be a rivalry for at least one night. But if they don't play again next season, then where does it go?
Drew Carter, WAER Sports.
You've been listening to the best of WAER Sports Podcast. Find a full broadcast schedule at our website, waer.org. And follow us on Twitter at WAER Sports.